This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE like freedom. And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. It's Alex.
And Dave with his cup of coffee and cigar.
Yep, it's one of the freest places in America.
I'm not lit.
Used to be, right?
There's
nowhere really free in America right now, it seems.
The Gestapo reared its ugly head with me this week.
What happened?
I was practicing social distancing.
There I was
practicing social distancing. I'm still working because I'm essential.
Woo-hoo. You're essential on Free Talk Live too.
Well, everybody's essential. I mean, you know, let's face it. If you need a cup of coffee, that waitress at Denny is essential. So you know, everybody is essential. Yeah, so there I was. I was taking my dog and the boss's dog out to do their daily business, and also getting my vitamin D from the sun. You know, because you know sunlight is good for you when there's a pandemic going on. And so I went, you know, across the street from my work. We're right on the beach. It's pretty nice. Across the street, they got some park benches, a nice pathway to go jogging on, and or if you're like me, walking slowly. So I'm just sitting there on a park bench, hundreds of feet from the nearest living soul, and the squad car comes up, and this policeman, hey. The beach is closed. You cannot be there. And I'm like, what? I'm like, he goes, yes, social distancing. And I'm like, I'm not near anybody. And, you know, he's going, Governor, close the beach. You cannot be on the pathway, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and, you know, seeing as I was armed at the time, I didn't want to force a confrontation with the police officers because, you know, they wouldn't take kindly to, even though there's no law against carry in the CNMI. The cops don't really know what's going on with that. So
as far as they're concerned, there is.
Yeah, the better part of valor, you know, so I basically looked at the guy. I made a big mistake by not taking his badge number and name, but live and learn. And I just told him, I said, well, seeing as, I said, well, I just want to inform you that, you know, I may be talking to a lawyer and you are violating my civil rights and I am social distancing, but I will comply. So I got in my car and less than a minute later, I drive across the street to go to the ATM and there's like 25 people standing nut to butt in line. Trying to get into the bank, and I'm thinking, this is okay for people to be within, you know, a couple feet of each other. You know, some of them had, like, those, you know, surgical masks on, but, you know, some didn't. But that's okay. And then I got my money out of the ATM, and I looked at these people, and I told them at the bank, I said, hey, guess what? You guys are okay, but me sitting on a bench hundreds of feet from the nearest living soul is not. That's social distancing, according to the government. And I got in my car. And just for the hell of it, I decided, I wonder if the Costco is open. I go over to the Costco, people going in and out. So I photographed all this stuff, photographed the site where I was at, and I put it on my Facebook page basically saying that this is really not about safety. It's about control. And, you know, the funny thing is like I've just been spending all week going through, World Health Organization trainings and different DOT and OSHA trainings on how to handle
for your job, right?
Yeah, for my job, yeah.
Which is what?
Uh, Well, I do a lot of hazardous waste work, and one of the contracts we're looking at getting is doing all the COVID-19 waste for the hospital and the quarantine centers, which are basically they've taken a couple hotels over, and taking the waste and incinerating it at the airport incinerator. So basically, I'm kind of the guy who gives the training. To the personnel who's going to do this, so I'm getting my training to train the trainers, or what And I've handled medical waste for like 12 years now, as part of my job. It's not what I do, but it's part of the thing. So it's like I'm actually one of the guys that has to like make sure that the PPE is correct, the masks and stuff, and I'm actually like. Trained to go into the hot zone. So here I am sitting here practicing the hell out of social distancing, and some cop just is enforcing some arbitrary rule that makes actually no real logical sense. Like this curfew to me doesn't really make sense, because so let me get this straight. If I'm
they instituted a curfew from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Yeah, so basically
U.S. Mariana Islands.
So basically, I'm immune from cooties from dawn till dusk. But it's 7:01. I walk out my door, and I'm all of a sudden gonna get attacked by a disease.
Yeah, well, I would agree in general. A lot of these policies don't make sense, and
yeah.
I would give the government some credit for revising some of them. It's not often you'll see them reverse their position.
So you were telling me earlier that they open the beaches, which is good, because a lot of people here need to fish to eat. You've got a lot of low-income folks, and what's kind of neat, even though I'm not really a fan of the food stamp program, what's really cool is the bait and tackle shops. You can use food stamps to buy fishing gear. And you got a lot of people go out there with their nets, and then they go out and they catch the little minnows, and then they go out further and they catch like the reef fish and other fish, and they feed themselves that way. And I think it's a beautiful thing that people can actually go out there and fish to live. But when the governor closed the beach, they basically told these people who are on very low income, no, you can't eat. In fact, some of those guys I ran into at one of the parks before the cops showed up. And they're like, hey, governor's not letting us fish, and I'm hungry. So, I bought the guy a Mickey D's sandwich, which probably wasn't that good for him. But, hey, it was something to fill his belly. I'm not bragging, because I'm not trying to sit there and say how altruistic I am. I don't believe in altruism. But, when you can help a guy, I think it's a good idea if you can.
Yeah, show them who the real friends are, right?
Well,
the government.
Well, you got to put the oxygen mask on your own face before you put it on the kid next to you in the airliner. So it's like if I see a person who's definitely.
Well, is that a good example? I know people like to use that, but sort of, I think most people when they hear that for the first time, they're like, this doesn't sound right.
Well, it's like this: if you're a rich man, you're more able. I'm not saying you're not necessarily morally or obligated. That's up to between you and your Lord God. But, if I've got like $100 in my pocket and somebody asks me if they could borrow a dollar, I'm more likely to do it than if I only have $10 in my pocket.
For sure.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that. But what I'm saying is like these two older gentlemen, I've seen them fishing before. And I could tell that they were hungry. They just, like I'm more likely to give a bum a dollar if he says, I need a beer, because I've bought homeless people food before and they've like gotten mad at me because they wanted the money instead. But then you can discern and say, okay, well, maybe this guy really does want to eat. So, you go in, you buy him the food and he's like happy. So, an aside. But yeah, I'm glad that the governor finally came to his senses, because I'm not the only one who's basically been, I got on Facebook, I posted what I posted, and there's like, people here locally, they're like, well, what gives you the right to go out there? If you're out there, maybe people will start partying and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like going, you're missing the point. If it's bad, if you have to social distance, why, Why say it's not okay to be by yourself, but it's okay to be, you know, a foot away from each other in line at the bank?
Well, you need to go to the bank.
Well, some people
you need fresh air, you need exercise, you need to walk the dogs.
Yeah. Who the hell are you to determine what my needs are?
Yeah. No, it makes a ton of sense. Are there any crazy policies in your area? Do you have any stories of interacting with the government in this lockdown? Let us know. The number is 855-450-3733.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733.
It's Alex.
And Dave here.
And we're coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands, talking about some of the silly lockdown measures that are implemented and some stories we have. But first, I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. So yeah, in the previous segment, we were just talking about how Dave had an interaction with the police. He was very far away from everyone else, sitting on a park bench with the dogs, smoking a cigar, minding his own business. The police comes up.
It was a Corona Italia by CAO, by the way. How ironic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How punny. And the police comes within six. Was he wearing a mask?
No, I wasn't wearing a mask.
No, was he?
No, he was not wearing a mask. In fact, he exposed himself to my cooties if I had them.
Yeah. So he came. He saw someone isolated, not doing anything. He came within 6 feet of them. Both of you are not wearing masks. Mm-hmm. You have a nice conversation, exchanging some germs and, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
gave you a good talking to.
Yeah, you know. I mean, if I was persuaded, if I
for
had...
For your own protection.
Yeah. You know, for all he knows, I could have tongue-kissed him, you know. I mean, I don't swing that way, but, you know, and you know, he wasn't that cute if I was. But, hey, kind of dumpy looking, but... Anyway, no, it was ridiculous, and I think about that whole term, like, if it saves just one life, it's worth it. Well, you know, it's not. I mean, you know, automobiles, you know, they have a formula for recalling cars, you know, and if it's more expensive than the settlements that they're going to have to pay out, they don't do the recall. And the reason is because there are sometimes certain mitigating circumstances where, you know, well, here's the thing.
It would save one life if everyone just stayed inside all day, never left their house, wrapped themselves up in bubble wrap.
No one believes in this save one life idea. And then people will still die because you got things like old age. You got, okay, here I am with a cigar and a cup of coffee. I just ate a sausage McMuffin with egg, and I weigh up over 300 pounds. I mean, the fact of the matter is coronavirus is probably the least of my damn concerns.
Yeah.
It's like this.
When has the government ever cared about health before? Look at all the foods. Look at what they regulate and look at what they don't.
Like, okay.
They're going to regulate everything, but they're not going to regulate McDonald's or trans fats or all these things.
The government made me sterile, for Christ's sake. I got radiated by a fire control radar in the Persian Gulf, and I used to play poker sitting on boxes of depleted uranium ammunition. They gave me anthrax shots that killed like several hundred people. I was given pyridostigmine bromide for like anti-nerve gas stuff, which later on was, you know, caused neurological damage. They sent me to a war zone, for God's sakes.
They don't care.
My hand got crushed in a rope. The week before that, I saw a guy get decapitated by a snap mooring line. That was very interesting. You know, who the hell creates these bioweapons in the first place? It's the frickin' government. We wouldn't have this frickin' virus if it wasn't for mad scientists working for governments in some, you know, Dr. Strangelove biosafety lab. And they want to sit there and tell me that sitting on a park bench is dangerous? Yeah. I just, you know, for unlawful carnage, them.
How dare you?
How dare you?
As Greta would say.
Your children should be in school right now.
Well, let's hear what Larry has to say. Larry, are you here?
Hey, I'm here, but, you know, I'm looking at this, and I've been looking here in the state of Indiana to try to find the how many people died during February through March of last year, and the statistic is not available. So what they're doing is every time somebody dies, they wait a little bit and then say Corona killed them. They have got people in this town really freaking out. And what the dangerous thing I seen yesterday, guys, down at one of our largest homeless centers, there's officers down there in new uniforms, black pants and blue tops with different kind of logos on them. And they are over there surveying around, and they are driving the homeless out of the downtown area, driving them out. And it's so stupid when you look at it, because if you go in the supermarket, you're not 6 foot away from anybody that you are in contact with. The cash register, I went there today. I'm looking right at the lady, talking to her, giving her my money, tender her my money over, buying my stuff, handling my packages. And there is something sinister behind this whole situation, fellas. But I think
I agree.
But I think that some people that are hooked into the system, like these churches, the 501c3s, they are doing this. They are not having services, not because they don't trust in the Lord, but they're scared if they have services, their daycares will be taken away. Their voucher program from the state, from the government will be taken away. So the churches are endeared to the government through their 501c3s. They can't say anything. And it's just a sham because, you know, colored people, and you know I'm colored, right? They're taking it really hard, too, because they are prone to go along with anything that white people tell them. They are wearing masks. They're calling in, trying to get off from work because they're scared of the coronavirus, when what they really want is to be laid off so they can get unemployment plus that $600. So
I don't know if everybody, just because of their skin color, wants it. There's a lot of hardworking people out there. I mean, I used to work in the inner city in Detroit, and I can say that most of the people that I work with and know, they want to work, man. You know, so I mean, I don't think that's a good generalization. There's a lot of honky mofos out there. A lot of white people who are lazy.
I live right down amongst them.
Yeah, so, you know, but you know, the you're talking about policies, like, for example, I don't want to be narcissistic here, but, you know, in our situation here, our governor, Ralph Torres, against the advice of a lot of people, allowed this marathon to go on March 14th. Now, this marathon had a lot of people from Korea. I'll get to the end of the story later.
Larry, do you want to stay on the line?
I'll stay on. Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
All right, this is Free Talk Live. If you want to call in like Larry and tell us your stories, the number is 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is issuing new recommendations to fight the spread of coronavirus. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says the agency is advising a non-medical cloth face covering as an additional public health measure.
These face coverings can be easily washed or reused. I want to emphasize that the CDC is not recommending the use of medical grade or surgical grade masks.
President Trump says Russia and Saudi Arabia are working out their ongoing dispute over oil. The price war between the two has hurt U.S. companies. Still, President Trump says we should take advantage of the low oil prices to purchase a lot of oil to fill up the nation's strategic reserve. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 360 points to finish the week on a down note at 2152. The S&P also lost 38. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. The number to call in is 855-450-3733. The phones are lit today. We have a caller on hold right now. We're going to get back in just 1 second. First, I want to tell you about the AnyPay Ambassador Program. Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you will receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com. So we're going to go back to the phones. Larry, are you still here?
Yeah, I am. We got the rest of your story then.
Yeah. So another thing that cheeses my cracker about this situation, okay, here's the thing. Like I've said before, I don't necessarily believe that this is like the Andromeda strain that's going to kill us all. I mean, yeah, let's practice some social distancing and wash your hands and be cautious.
All the things you should normally do.
Yeah. But the governor, okay, in his infinite wisdom, and I'm mentioning this in part because a lot of my friends are going, give him the both barrels. You know, my friend from Boston, Jay, if he's listening, he's like, yeah, give that SOB both barrels. He's a dumb, you know, whatever. So yeah, so Governor Ralph Torres on March 14th allowed the Saipan International Marathon to go through. Okay, now a week later is when they like had this stupid curfew start and they had all this stuff, you know, locked down. But the thing is so we bring in a ton of people, mainly from South Korea, where they're having like massive outbreaks of this stuff. And then now they decided, oh my God, it's Plague Island now, because we got like, I guess we had 8 cases and one person who was 70 with a heart condition died. So it's Plague Island now, when we could have basically shut the airport down and not let anybody in, because I don't know about you, but I think islands are actually pretty good quarantine zones, because, you know, geography. And I learned that when I was in kindergarten. Actually, I figured that out earlier. Like, hey, Mom, do you think anybody gets... That's why they have leper colonies on islands, for God's sake. Anyway, go ahead.
Hey, one more thing. I mean, hey, I think that... what's happening is the governors have their states in such a bad deal. You know, they're always giving incentive packages to tramp corporations to come within their jurisdiction and work for nothing and just practically pay them. And then when the incentives run out, they run out, right? So what happened is their deficit spending and their bond issues, city of Indianapolis over the last 3 years, over $5 billion in municipal bonds to private corporations. Now, pretty soon, your bond rating's going to go down, and that principal's going to get called in.
We don't have bonds here.
Yeah, we're lucky.
Our bond rating is non-existent.
We just suck off the federal teat here.
That's what this is all about, because the more cases you have, the more money you get. Just like the guy in New York... what's his name? The mayor of New York, de Blasio.
De Blasio.
He's so funny. Yeah. He's begging. Somebody needs to pour a bucket of Port-a-John slop on him. And then Cuomo guy talking about he went through and how messed up he was and stuff. Somebody needs to have him arrested, because he's doing nothing but lying. I mean, these people are talking about, oh, you can do it. He can do it. He's a multimillionaire. He flow right through it, but somebody's losing their job and told not to come in to work with no money. That's a bad deal. And I think, but you know what they're saying? Well, if these clowns will go for 9/11, we can do anything on them. So we just think about what our government is capable of, because there's nothing too dirty, fellas.
I appreciate the call, Larry. Thanks so much.
Here's the thing. You make a good point. Like, for example, you got to also remember, like, who's in control of the government. You know, like, I think Trump is a good guy myself, personally. I think he's trying his best. But you got all of these people that ran 9/11 in the deep state, what they call it. Yes, I'm a conspiracy buff. I don't call myself a conspiracy theorist. I consider a conspiracy researcher, because a lot of stuff has come true. But you talk about, like, state and local governments. One thing I do respect about what Trump is doing is he is letting the local governments kind of have a free hand, because constitutionally that's the right thing to do.
And I think that's a huge thing to bring up, right? You look on TV, the hero Cuomo, he's the hero of Corona.
But he's sitting on all these respirators. All he does is complain.
What has he done, right? His colleague in California, Gavin Newsom, he's acquired 33 million masks while Cuomo is complaining all day to his brother on CNN, having a little, it's kind of weird when the two of them are on, like, oh, mom said to say hi, playing a little, like, games and creating some drama and, you know, campaigning for 2024, basically. Some of the other governors are actually doing what they're supposed to do and acquiring supplies instead of just saying, Trump's not giving us enough.
Unlike K-pop videos, I can't watch the Cuomos.
That's fair.
But when I watch K-pop videos, I turn it on mute, and I just kind of, you know, never mind. Sorry.
Reveler, are you there?
Yes, Reviler. Hello, gentlemen.
How are you doing, Reviler, down in Florida?
We're in Florida.
That was a great caller earlier. But anyway, first of all, I just want to say I hope that Cuomo and I hope that Kathy Griffin both die slowly and painfully of corona. What I want to talk about, there's a white nationalist that recently turned pro-diversity, and I want to talk about Jewish power structure briefly and how it relates to you libertarian people.
Okay.
Right.
We're willing to hear you, even if we don't necessarily agree, because we're Free Talk Live.
Right.
Let me go get a bagel.
I know you guys don't agree. That's okay. That's one reason I like listening sometimes. But anyway, so at least you guys have the cojones to, you know, talk to people like me, which hardly anybody does. And then they wonder why Brenton Tarrant and stuff happens, but it's St. Tarrant. Anyway, So there's this white nationalist guy, former white nationalist named Matthew Heimbach, long story short, and this guy ran one of the most successful white nationalist organizations in modern-day history called the TWP, blah, 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 infighting, he screwed it up, whatever. Anyway, fast forward to one day ago, so my Telegram groups and stuff were buzzing with this, with all the nationalists we're talking about. Anyway, he's basically working for a proto-Jewish organization now, and I'm sure they paid him. So, and I have it on good authority that he bottoms for transgender women. So Miss Aria DeMezzo, if she's looking for another boyfriend, she's found it. So what do you gentlemen make of that? He's a traitor. He's a scumbag. What do y'all think?
I don't know anything about this person, so I can't comment.
Yeah, I always say that every man has their price, and the price has been plummeting for decades, right? It used to be that people, they had a sense of honor and duty and dignity, and they were going to do what's right. But it seems in today's world, you're taught as a kid, well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. You have, like, Barry Bonds, A-Rod, all the, like, masters of the universe. They're, like, insider trading, and that's, like, what's cool. These politicians, professional liars, they're cool.
Can I ask a question? Because this is like terminology. I think the language has been hijacked and switched around since I appeared in the bearded Spock universe we live in. Where I grew up, you know, words meant different things. What exactly, in your mind, is a white nationalist?
Are just out of curiosity. Me or your co-host?
No, I'm asking anybody out there because, well, here's the thing. I'm 75% Caucasian myself. I'm part Cherokee Indian, so technically I guess I'd consider myself white. And I love the United States. I believe in the core democratic values of our founding fathers, and I love my country enough to have gone and served in it. So I would say I'm a nationalist, but I don't necessarily use that as a way to be prejudiced against other people, I guess. So I just wonder what white nationalist really means.
Thank you for the call. Is Dave a white? Dave is a white man who loves his country. Is he a white nationalist? Call in and let us know. The number is 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support with and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. And we have a caller on the line who is maybe a white nationalist, maybe not. We'll talk to anyone. We'll hear their points. We'll give feedback. We'll discuss. If you have something you want to discuss, you can call in. Hello? Caller, are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, we have some other callers on the line, but we don't want to make you think that we're cutting you off. So just give us your definition of white nationalist real fast, and maybe we'll talk about it for a few seconds before we head on to the next call. So what is a white nationalist?
Okay, so a white nationalist is essentially the form of camaraderie based upon genetic lineage. But what I just want to say really quick is that I'm not a white nationalist. I am a white nationalist sympathizer. I'm like a cross between a fascist and a libertarian. I know that sounds weird, but I just want to tell you guys that, you know, why, I just want to ask, why is it that Israel, you know, gets a wall, but if we can't have a wall because that's racist? So if you look at the power structure of the state, and it's not that every Jew is bad, but a lot of these Jews at the top are buttholes, and they import these Muslim fundamentalist buttholes and these 68 IQ Somalis that rape white women and help cuck white people, and maybe they belong in ovens. Thank you.
Well, I think I can answer the why does Israel have a wall and we don't.
And I would say many people at the top are bad regardless of which group they're from. But
well, I think because the Israeli government doesn't give a damn what other people think of them, whereas we got a lot of people in the U.S. government who are into political correctness and who are, worried about getting elected. So I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying I think Israel is like the honey badger. They don't give a S with a hit.
Cool. Well, thank you for your call. It's always interesting to hear different perspectives. Next, we'll go to Dan in Michigan. Are you there, Dan?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's on your mind?
Well, it doesn't have to be about nationalism, but does it?
Hey, where in Michigan are you from?
It can be about anything you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Jackson.
Where in Michigan? Jackson? Oh, okay. I've been there many times. I miss the Space Center. I used to go there all the time.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
I wasn't
I grew up in Westland.
I grew up in Livonia. Cool.
I went to Livonia Public Schools. I used to live on Merriman and Joy area.
That's where, right by my sister. She lives on Grandin. That's unbelievable.
Okay, awesome.
Isn't this sweet?
Hey, man. You know, I almost, it's like a reunion, man.
Yeah. I know.
I feel the love.
Oh, pardon my language.
Yeah, I didn't hear that, so.
All right. In defense of Israel, The Jews got a wall because they're surrounded by enemies on all sides, for one thing. Anyways, that sort of ties in to what I want to ask a question about cryptocurrency. And also, I want to...
Alex is the man.
I'm a little nervous here, so bear with me. That a lot of things going on in the world, I didn't call to preach. I just called to say, throw out there, that a lot of things happening in the world today are tied into Bible prophecy and the dictatorship of the one world government, Antichrist, beast, and all that. But my question was, is if, okay, so let's say all of a sudden they take over all the money and you got to take the mark of the beast, and then what would be safer, having cash or cryptocurrency? Because they could always shut down the internet too. It's sort of out there.
Well, you can send cryptocurrency over ham radio. So it's not as simple as just shutting down the internet. Mm. And keep in mind, it's almost impossible to shut down the internet. It's just that if two computers are connected, you have an internet. So to shut down the internet, you need to cut all of the cables everywhere. And that's nearly impossible. What you could do, and what a lot of dictatorships have done before, is they'll disconnect to the rest of the internet. So say you're in some third world country with a strong leader, like Sudan or something. Maybe they unplug their connections to all the neighboring countries. They tell their internet service providers, disconnect from other countries. That is possible. But to disconnect everyone around the world is nearly impossible. Because you can just run a cable yourself. Now you have the internet back up again. There's satellite internet. There's so many different mesh nets and other technologies. So I wouldn't worry about the internet being shut down, especially when you can do ham radio and other ways to transact, Bluetooth, tons of others. But the question I would ask is what would the price be, right? What's your goal? Are you trying to have a store of value? And if we're talking about internet being shut down, I don't know how good a store of value something like Bitcoin would be, because this is a pretty apocalyptic world. There is probably some kind of radioactive war, nuclear thermal winter, like that kind of stuff. In that world, what's a good store of value? It might be bullets. It might be cigarettes. It might be beer.
That's cigarettes.
It's hard to say. So I would say I wouldn't worry too much about those scenarios. What will happen to Bitcoin? What will happen to dollars? If it's getting that bad, then just worry about supplies to survive. In terms of what we're facing now with the potential for massive inflation and other economic damage, I think that's a better question to ask, is what should you do then? And I know there's a lot of anti-dollar sentiment, but I think based on the empirical evidence, the dollar is sort of the safe haven currency of the world. If you're in China, you're in euros, you're in any other currency in the world right now, you need to have some kind of fiat currency to pay your bills. Dollars are the currency of international settlement, so if you're importing stuff, you're probably paying in dollars anyways. So more and more people will convert to dollars so they don't get crushed with their domestic inflation. And that will help. Even though we're printing money here, if every country is printing money and everyone's running to the safest currency, that has the potential to stabilize the dollar. So I think a dollar collapse in the short term isn't especially likely. But in the long run, there will probably become a point where people say, I don't know if the government can pay us back in 30 years. These 30-year treasuries, I don't think they're sustainable. And as the 30-year treasuries become unsustainable, and then the 10-year, and as it gets lower and lower, people are worrying, will the 2-year be sustainable? I think that's when you'll see dollar pressure. But in the next 6 months or so, I think there's pretty much zero chance of a dollar collapse, even inflation. With $20 oil, everyone's losing their jobs, there's going to be a ton of housing availability. I don't think there's going to be a ton of inflation at all in the U.S.,
all right.
So I'm not sure if that answers your question.
Yeah, I think you answered it well. I started listening to you guys just a little while ago. I got hooked on your show. I really like a lot of what you guys got to say, and you're informative. One other thing about the coronavirus. Our governor shut our schools permanent for the year and moved everybody up a grade. even though they got it, there's some kind of lessons. They got to keep doing some lessons on the internet.
I've got some. They got some former colleagues.
Thanks for the call.
And the Detroit Public Schools were doing something like that online. But, hey, you know, something, I was just moved to say this, brother. You talked about biblical. You talked about, you know, what are you going to do in the Mark of the Beast kind of system. And, you know, like, here's the thing, man. Dictators may be able to shut off your connection to the World Wide Web, but they can never shut off your connection to the Lord. You are through whatever you want to call it, whatever religion you believe in, but there is a Holy Spirit that connects us to the divine. And I think that if in times of trouble, the ultimate currency is going to be faith and your spiritual discernment. And I think God moves people to do what they have to do to survive. And I think that if you are right with the Creator, and if you are actually willing to listen, I think that a lot of these things will take care of themselves, and you will act accordingly to do what's right. So I pray for everybody to have that spiritual discernment, have that spirit within them. You know, we are not machines. We are men and women, and our Creator is an amazing Creator. Regardless of what spiritual, you know, what name you want to call him or her, you know, the Creator's in within all of us, and we can make it through. I mean, we are a hell of a resilient race.
That was a nice message there, Dave. Thank you.
Well, it's not coming from me, man.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. There's an interesting article on the Reason Magazine website about how...
Are you willing to stay on the line? We're about to head into a break.
Please. Please do. I want to hear this.
Oh, yeah, we have Tom calling in from Hudson, New Hampshire. He's called in before. He's a pretty good guy. So, yeah, let us know. Do you have any thoughts? As you see, we're willing to talk to anyone.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.